Many factors, I think, motivated him, including the failure of the border states to come through with their own plan. He'd given them 3 tries, and they hadn't done it. I think he was also concerned about the increasing numbers of contrabands behind the lines in the Union armies. They really had forced him to focus more on this. He also was aware of a growing sense that Great Britain and France, a growing sense on the part of both some of his advisors and members of Congress and others with whom he spoke, that if he issued this kind of proclamation, it would make it very difficult for England and France to come into the war on the side of the Confederacy. Now, the border states had been more important to him than England and France back in the summer of 61 and the fall of 61, but the war has progressed to the point where he is quite concerned with those overseas, and he doesn't think the border states are going to be brought around anyway, so the foreign dimension looms a little larger. He also detected an increasing belief in the North that the South should be punished more severely. The war engenders more bitterness, much deeper enmity and more hatred, if you like, as the casualty lists grow longer and longer and longer, and month after month goes by with no resolution. Many people in the North believed that you should hurt the Confederates more, and what better way to hurt them than to take their slaves away from them? So Lincoln detects that sentiment in the North. And he also came to believe, finally, that whatever he did on emancipation would alienate the Democrats in the North, so he shouldn't worry about them. Tried to keep them in the tent, the big tent approach, so to speak, earlier in the war. By now, he's just decided that if he makes any move at all on emancipation, they won't like it, so he just won't worry about them. The preliminary proclamation did this. First, it ordered the freeing of all slaves held within states still in rebellion against the United States on January 1, 1863. So it looks ahead just a few weeks. All slaves held at that time will be free. Lincoln justified it solely on grounds of military necessity. Solely. There's no talk of taking the moral high ground, no talk of slavery as a monstrous institution. This is based on military necessity. The preliminary proclamation also endorsed the idea of voluntary colonization of free slaves, not enforced, but voluntary. And it included one last plea from Lincoln to the border states to come up with their own plan. If they could come up with a plan before January 1, he would consider it. This was a very conservative approach. And it was conservative because Lincoln still didn't know how the North would react to emancipation, and thus he emphasized it as a war measure. The final proclamation, let's move to the final proclamation now of January 1, 1863. It freed all the slaves in those portions of the Confederacy not controlled by federal troops. And that's important, only in the parts of the Confederacy not controlled by federal troops. It went beyond the Second Confiscation Act, however. Remember, it had only struck at slaves belonging to disloyal masters. Lincoln's proclamation makes no distinction between loyal and disloyal masters. So if you're a Confederate slave owner living in an area not controlled by the federal army, your slaves are going to be freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. The excluded areas included parts of Virginia, several Louisiana parishes, and the entire state of Tennessee. The Union Army controlled most of West and Middle Tennessee, and Lincoln considered East Tennessee to be such strong Unionist territory that he really saw it as having been loyal to the United States all along. Lincoln exempted the areas under federal control because he said they were in effect parts of the Union, parts of the United States, and as parts of the United States, slavery was protected there because of the Constitution. The Constitution still protects slavery. Lincoln can't just strike at something that the Constitution protects. He can only strike at it in those areas where the rebels are in control because he's doing it as a war measure. His war powers gave him the right to do that, but not with the loyal slaveholders. Well, the fact that no slaves were freed where Lincoln actually had the control to free them brought tremendous criticism, both then and later, of the proclamation as an empty gesture. White Southerners said Lincoln was completely hypocritical. They said if he really is against slavery, if he really wants to emancipate slaves, why doesn't he emancipate them in Missouri or Maryland or Kentucky?